The push for reform comes from the statewide faith-based group Wisdom, which has been holding monthly rallies on the steps of the state capitol since August.
The Department of Corrections is out of control. It is the largest agency in state government, with a budget of more than $1 billion a year.
Yet it routinely... That's Reverend Jerry Hancock, a former Madison prosecutor who now runs a prison ministry program for the United Church of Christ.
For more than 25 years, Wisconsin has embraced mass incarceration as a way of keeping our communities safe. That policy has proven to be ineffective and expensive.
Several states, including Texas, have reduced prison costs by reforming sentencing and parole policies for nonviolent offenders and increasing training and treatment programs both inside and outside of prison. It's part of a national shift away from the tough-on-crime approach to what both liberal and conservative politicians now call being smart on crime. Mark Levin heads the Texas-based group Right on Crime that boasts support from conservative luminaries like Newt Gingrich and former national drug czar Bill Bennett.
We need to make sure that we're cost-effective when it comes to criminal justice, that we hold offenders accountable, but that we're not too tough on taxpayers.
The reforms in Texas allowed the state to close some prisons. Under Governor Scott Walker, Wisconsin has increased funding for treatment and diversion programs and drug courts that keep some low-level drug offenders out of prison. But the prison population hasn't changed much during his tenure. It's hovered around 22,000 for the past 5 years. Still, reform advocates like Milwaukee Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke say while Wisconsin is behind the curve in terms of prison reform nationally, he's optimistic about the possibility for change.
I think Wisconsin's moving probably slower than the national trend, but you can see changes in how the majority party and the minority party are starting to better understand the criminal justice system.
One reform that's proved effective in cutting prison populations in Texas allows inmates to reduce their sentences by completing training and treatment programs. Wisconsin tried that approach under Governor Doyle, but after some inmates who were released early committed new crimes, the Republican-controlled legislature repealed it. Governor Walker says it didn't save much money and he won't consider reinstating it. He says crime victims deserve to know that offenders will serve their entire sentences. But his Democratic opponent, Mary Burke, says she's willing to consider reforms that have worked in other states.
I don't care whether they're Democratic or Republican ideas. I just care whether they're going to work or not. And it really looks like there have been significant strides made in other places that we can build on.
But the Wisdom Group is calling for more than just building on reforms in other states. Reverend Joseph Elwanger of the group's Milwaukee office puts it this way.
This momentum will continue until we have a radical transformation of the correctional system in the state of Wisconsin.
And neither Mary Burke nor Scott Walker say they're ready to make major prison reform a top priority. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.